Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 20-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1.
Did you have fun last night?
To be frank, I've seen better things on television. I didn't like seeing large animals performing tricks, and the junglers weren't as skillful as I thought they'd be.
Sounds like a waste of money then.
2.
Have you chosen a course yet? You know the deadline for the application is Friday.
I know, it's so difficult. If I choose the wrong subject...
Don't worry, let's talk through your options. What do you think of this one?
To be honest, it's not really my taste. I'm not really into this style of portrait, and it sort of looks like a photo to me.
I like the colors, and the expression on her face is kind of intense. I got a backache from playing cricket.
I didn't know you played cricket.
Well, once in a blue moon.
5. This stupid thing keeps getting jammed. I can't get it to make any copies.
So it makes sense you are in such a good humor.
I gave it a good kick and I feel better.
Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions, each with 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. I don't really have any expertise in managing. Have you got any idea what we could do with it?
Well, when I say 50 square kilometers of land, I think of money.
That's typical of you.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, a hotel will be great here. There's enough room for it, and as it's in the middle of this kind of wonderful environment, we could really sell it.
Yeah, the land's got these really lovely environmental features. You've got these lovely hills, and there are all these lovely trees, and a little forest down there. Perhaps it would be nicer to do something that's kind of more sympathetic with the environment. You could leave it wild and just let the animals roam free. Or you could have like a more organized animal sanctuary to get the most out of the features of it.
What will we get out of that?
It's doing something good and giving something back to the earth and making sure that these sorts of animal species are left to live in their own environment.
Okay.Perhaps not a hotel then, but I think we could think of a commercial use that would fit in more with the environment. What about some kind of a health resort, maybe?
Well, that's quite a nice idea. People could go walking in the hills, and they could do nature trails through the forest. We could even have like a little organic garden or provide food that's fresh and healthy.We could have an organic health spa. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a nice idea.
Conversation 2.
I think with the technology, it was Microsoft that started it.
It being the use of teenagers.
Yes, using teenagers to find out what's in and what isn't, what the market wants next. Around the year 2000, they started observing these kids to find out what they were doing with the technology.
And this was an American thing.
Well, no. Actually, they went all over the place observing these kids, from street markets in Seattle to skating rinks in London, bars in Tokyo, anywhere they thought the trends might kick off.
So the idea was to watch these children, or teenagers, and learn what they wanted to do with their mobile phones, with software.
That's right, because...It's teenagers that really drive technology. Kids have no fear of technology. They experiment and they automatically home in on the new. One thing that became clear is that teenagers want technology they can carry around. Anything bigger than a few inches is out. That's why there was the development of these tiny mobile phones that could be attached to your arm. That type of thing.Text messaging caught on because kids wanted to pass notes to each other during class. The lights that you find on IBM's ThinkPad keyboard are there because IBM noticed that the kids take notes in the dark during lectures.
So all of these things came about because of the needs of kids.
That's right.
And what's coming up on the horizon?Is there any big development that has been led by teenagers?
Well, the next big area is collaborative computing, where you have groups of people working together online. This is really going to take off in the next few years, because it has massive potential for working environments in the sense that you may be able to work simultaneously on a project with someone.What's on the other side of the world, moving data around together.
So is it just the technology with these kids?
You mean where teenagers are leading the market?
Yes.
Not at all. I mean, fashion has been youth-led for years and years, but in particular, trainers. Now, if you want to keep up with the latest style of trainers, who do you ask? You don't ask anyone over 20, that's for sure. And I think it was Converse trainers who used to do lots of their market research on the streets, on the basketball courts of New York, anywhere you find teenagers. They may still do this, I don't know.
And what? They just talk to these kids?
Talk to them, watch what they are wearing, the colors, the style, and maybe bring in a prototype. Ask the kids if they'd wear these. If not, why not?
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. After each item, which will be read only once, there will be a pause. During the pause, read the question and the 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16.
There's a better than random chance that babies born in the United States last year, 2010, were named Bella or Edward. Those were among the 10 most popular girls' and boys' names, respectively, and it was more than a coincidence that they are also leading characters of the wildly popular Twilight series of romance novels and films about vampires. Certain ones, which were popular in the 1980s, become the rage, then fall from fashion.
The journal Science has named an AIDS study as its 2011 breakthrough of the year. The clinical trial found that antiretroviral drugs can be used to dramatically lower the risk of transmitting HIV. The clinical trial is known as HPTN-052. It proved that giving the drugs to HIV-infected people sooner made them 96% less likely to transmit the virus to their uninfected partners. The research team was led by Dr. Myron Cohen. He says while the results were announced in May, preliminary work actually began 20 years ago.
In India, anti-corruption campaigner Anna Hazare had ended his hunger strike to press for a tougher anti-graft law earlier than planned. The strike in Mumbai was to last for 3 days. But on Wednesday evening, the 74-year-old activist called off his protest a day early. He did not cite a reason. But doctors have warned of a danger to the health of the activist who has been running a fever. His protest also has been far thinner crowds
compared to his earlier campaigns, prompting commentators to say that the poor public response could be a factor behind his decision.
For decades, scientists have followed penguins by putting bands around their flippers. This allows individual birds to be identified at a distance. But there have been concerns that flipper bands might be unethical
because they
harm the birds by slowing them down as they swim. The latest study reported in the birds fitted with bands died younger, started breeding later in the year, took longer to forage for food, and overall raised about 40% fewer chicks. There are also concerns that some data gathered on penguins down the year may now be worthless.
Odd things are happening to Brits. We seem to be developing green fingers. The number of people growing their own fruit and veg has almost doubled in the past year, according to Gardeners World magazine. But not everyone has space for a vegetable patch or a flower bed. That's why some people plant flowers or vegetables in public spaces to make them greener and more pleasing to the eye. Many people would approve of prettifying towns and cities, but guerrilla gardening is not strictly legal. Therefore, this type of gardening often takes place in the dead of night.
Section D. In this section, you will hear a radio talk about some festivals around the world. The talk will be read only once. For questions 21 to 30, complete the notes which summarize what the speaker says. You will need to write a word or a short phrase. Remember to write the answers on an answer sheet.
On October 31, in many countries, children and adults dress up in unusual costumes. Some become witches or ghosts. Others dress up as trees, goats, and in other very unusual costumes. October 31 is, of course, Halloween. This festival started in Europe and has spread to all parts of the world. However, not all celebrations spread around the world. Every country has its own singular festivals. Here are two of the more unusual ones. The first one is Festival of Snakes. Many people are afraid of snakes. In some parts of the world, snakes are regarded as evil or at least dangerous. But there is one small village in Italy where the people seem to worship snakes. They show their respect and love for snakes with a festival. This festival is held each year in the tiny village of Corculo, which is surrounded by some of Italy's wildest forests. Celebrations begin on St. Joseph's Day, March 19. When the first snakes of the season are captured and put in cages. 2 months later, on the first Thursday in May, villagers set out fireworks and then go to church. After church, the statue of St. Dominica is carried through the streets, and villagers put the captured snakes around his statue. Then more fireworks are set off. At the edge of the village, the snakes are set free in the forest, and the villagers believe that they are immune from snake bites for another year. The second festival, La Tomatina, in Buñol, Spain, is very simple. Everyone throws tomatoes at each other on the last Wednesday of August. The town's streets turn bright red as over 20,000 people hit each other with large, red, soft tomatoes. There are many ideas on how the festival started. The most likely explanation is that it started as a fight between poor and rich teenagers. No one knows who threw the first tomato, but somehow they began throwing tomatoes at each other. It soon became a point of honor to meet on the same day in town. Over the years, this local event has become a national event. It is no longer a war between poor and rich and is now an exciting time for young people to have a good time throwing tomatoes at everyone. This standard uniform is an old t-shirt, old shorts, and safety glasses. Farmers bring thousands of tomatoes from around the countryside, and the festival begins with the firing of a rocket. An hour later, the end of the festival is announced with the firing of another rocket, and everyone begins to clean up the town.